Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show.
Throw me a spear.
It's in the bone. Anyway, Brock Hunter with you.
What's happening?
Let's get to your topic of the day. Of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite right here in Southwest Michigan, bringing it to you. Your topic for today. Big day. The Summer Olympics opening ceremony is tonight. They're going to light the torch. They're going to do all that fanfare, and all the people are going to come out waving in their fancy outfits. And then the games will commence.
Just got done ripping on.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going to make it better. If you could add one event to the Summer Olympics, what event would it be?
Okay, hear me out.
All right.
A lot of strange events in the Olympics, so this is not too far-fetched. Hear me out on this. Strobe light lawn darts.
So this is a nighttime event, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Pitch blackout, right? So it's not completely dark. So you can see that dart coming once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to be entertaining. So somebody's going to get one in the shoulder. You know, I say we sharpen them and we spread them out a little bit further, too. So you really got to launch them.
So, I mean, I guess what we could do, though, is we could just make strobe light javelin toss. You know what I mean?
There you go. And put a bunch of refs out there.
Because we already have an extremely dangerous sport, which, you know, javelin toss made sense.
Javelin coming at you in frame.
You ever seen slow motion how that javelin looks in the air? It wobbles. It wobbles in the air. And it's just the force of this thing flying through the air because some roided up athlete was like, I'm going to chuck this thing as far as I can.
And it's, right in the shoulder.
It's funny because back in the day, back in Roman times, you know, when they would do this naked, greased up, right? It made sense because throwing a spear was a necessary skill. Yeah. But at this point,
how else are you going to get Xerxes?
Exactly. How else is Hercules going to kill that lion? But nowadays, there is no need for that form. All right? There's none. There's absolutely.
I can't think of any time where you really need to launch a spear.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe in a zombie
imagine
apocalypse.
Imagine if you're a hero. Like, imagine like a javelin guy out in the wild, out shopping. Some guy takes an old lady's purse, you know, and he's running, he's sprinting in the mall, and javelin guy looks to his side, just so happens to, what would be a good spear? I don't like a golf flag or something.
It just so happens that there is a golf flag that someone left there, and he launches it and straight up impales.
Right, impales the guy in the shoulder and he saves the day, gets the purse back for the old lady.
Here's what I don't get to with the javelin tosses. You don't need that sharp of a point on that thing, all right?
Yeah, you know.
It will stick into the ground even with a rounded point, but no, they're like, no, we're going to sharpen the hell out of this thing, all right? Just in case, if it hits someone, it goes clean through, all right? We don't want that thing bouncing off. It'll do more damage if it just hits them. You need it to go clean through. You need a clean cut.
Good Lord. That video on the internet, that guy getting stuck in the shoulder.
Dude,
and he just
unbelievable.
Lays back.
Why? And that's it. It's 2021, for God's sakes. Like, even before, you're telling me we couldn't digitally mark these things instead of having people watch it and then run out real quick in order to measure where it landed?
You know, it's the guy's fault, though. Come on. You think he'd be paying attention if you're out in a javelin. You're getting spears thrown at you, man. Come on.
So,
don't look at your notebook that long.
We appreciate you applying for the javelin marker judge job. Honestly, we only have one question for our javelin judges.
Do you get distracted
easily? No, I think I'm pretty good. No, seriously, you need to answer this honestly. Do you get distracted easily? Because you are going to be literally standing in a field where people are going to be throwing sharp spears in your direction. No, I'm all right.
Look, a seagull.
Oh, my mom's in the stands. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
You have to see your mom sees you get impaled by a spear. It's ridiculous. But to go back to yours, I think lawn darts, maybe not necessarily death darts like you're talking about, but lawn darts, there's skill into that, man. There is skill
to that. There really is. Yeah. There's some skill. Terrifying game, though. I used to play with them as kids. I don't think you can buy them anymore.
No, God, no. No, those are, the only ones you can buy now is like they got soft, like the weights. Yeah, they're garbage. Jesus. The one thing, and I don't know, maybe this already is an Olympic sport, but something that intrigues me is polo. Okay?
Polo, the horse.
And the mallets and the ball. It's just some reason seeing all these rich guys on these horses galloping around with a wooden mat. It's a croquet just on steroids, and it's just
a weird sport.
It's such a weird sport. But I want to see guys, like, don't put them in like those goofy outfits with the helmets. Put them in like some loincloths. I want some shirtless dudes out there bareback on these horses and give them some like big mallets. Give them like the mallets that they use at fairgrounds that you use to hit to send the thing up to the bell. I want to see them with comically large mallets, hitting like an inflatable beach ball. Okay, like let's do it upright. Okay,
we switch it up. We put them in monster trucks. You know?
Oh my god! Monster truck polo.
That's pretty sick.
Now we're doing. The guy's got like this super long stick that's hard to control. Some guy in the that actually throw some jumps in there. I think that'd be pretty sweet. That'd be
pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? All right, we're
seems
on to
a little
something.
Dangerous.
All right, so that's our answers. We're gonna take a quick break. 925 WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook if you could add one event to the Summer Olympics. What event would you add? We'll be back with more. It's WIRX.
Fox.
Well, good morning.
It is Friday.
Yeah, feeling good.
Juveniles here.
Feeling real good. 7:54, your topic today brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. If you could add one event to the Summer Olympics, what event would it be? We got some...
Can I change mine?
Okay.
Can I change mine?
Yeah, go for it.
Or I want to add one, because I like mine. The strobe light lawn darts was pretty good. But you know what we need to bring back?
What?
Forgot about this. Lancing.
Oh, yeah.
The guys, you know what, the things on the, you know, on the horse, boom, and they explode.
Was that ever an Olympic sport?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a badass
one. Sure, but dude, could you imagine going to one of those events?
That would be awesome.
But then we take the horses up, you know, and then we just add motorcycles.
Oh, motorcycle lancing. I like that. That way the horses won't get hurt. Or just two guys running at each other. I don't think that'd be quite as fun. God. Yeah, let's bring all that. Let's bring sword fighting, the joust or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah.
Is it jousting?
Jousting. But I think you use a lance. I think you joust with a lance.
Could you imagine taking one of those to the neck?
Dude, that'd rip your head clean off. No, it'd be worse as if it hits your chest plate, hits your armor, shatters, and then it goes into your neck. That's what it is.
Jeez, dude.
It'd be awesome.
That's probably why you don't see that too much anymore.
Probably not. No, we don't settle too many things anymore with jousting.
All the sticks in the neck really canceled that out.
Let's take some phone calls here. What event would you add to the Summer Olympics? One event, spice it up. What do you got? WIRX, hello.
What about a sport that only Americans can do best? Bass fishing.
Oh, just fishing in general. I think damn, dude.
Olympic bass fishing, you know. Get these guys out in the boats and stuff. It'd be cool, wouldn't it?
I love it, man. And I like how you bring up something that I know I could never make it onto the Olympic team for. Thanks. I appreciate it.
At least he knows.
Have a good one.
See you, man. Yeah, me trying to make the Olympic team. This is one thing I could do. No, you're not qualified. Get out of here.
Still not good enough. it's too boring, though. We already have too many boring things in the Olympic. I mean, fishing's fun, but come on.
Yeah, it would be
hours of viewing of a guy sitting
there.
It'd
be one of those where you'd kind of flip through. All right, they're in hour number four of bass fishing. Okay, we'll come back, see if anybody got anything, watch the highlights. Mm-hmm. Let's take a phone call. What one event would you add to the Olympics? WIRX, hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
So, you know what the Summer Olympics needs?
What?
A professional destruction derby race.
Oh. High-end cars slamming into each other.
No. Not high-end cars. Let's go low-end cars. I want to see people out there freaking Grand Ams and Honda Civic.
Bunch of jalopies slamming into each other. I like it, man. I like it. That's a good answer.
Have a great day, guys. I enjoy the show.
representing America in a 1996 Geo Tracker. It's Brock and Hunter.
That's right. It's a three-speed, ladies and gentlemen. Probably going to be the first one out today.
That actually would be pretty sweet. Could you imagine winning a gold medal in destruction derby? That's killer.
You know what? I'm just saying America would probably win that one.
I think
one.
We would win. I really do think we would win
it's
that
almost
one.
A guarantee.
We got some great answers on Facebook. If you could add one event to the Summer Olympics, what would you add? Juanita said blowing bubbles.
Oh, jeez. How many bubbles can she blow?
That's it. You could do a quantity, like how many bubbles. You could do a quality, like the biggest bubble competition.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like the big bubble.
Yeah, it's
kind
of cool. Big bubble competition.
Did you ever used to have one of those things?
The big bubble machines? No.
Yeah. No, it's not a machine. It was like a contraption. It had like a rope, and you could dip it in the thing, and then you'd run with it, and it'd make the real long bubble.
No, I remember doing that in school, though. We did that like in science class in like elementary school. Yeah. So yeah,
that's
that
pretty cool.
Let's see. TJ said cornhole.
Kite flying.
What's that? What?
Kite flying. We'll add
that. Kite flying to that. There you go. TJ said cornhole. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's already kind of getting there, isn't it?
They're working on it. I think there's a petition for it.
It's already on ESPN. That's for sure.
Nicole said supercross. That actually would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You got the X Games.
Well deserving, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like one of the hardest sports, man.
It's the most physically demanding sport ever.
Yeah.
I think we read about that one time.
Mark said underwater basket weaving. Come on now, Mark. That's a great answer. It's a great answer.
All right, Grandpa.
Rod had a great answer. He said paintball.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be a really cool one. Yeah, that'd be a really cool one.
You know, you could use like those guns that are like actual guns too. Like the military uses them.
Well, yeah,
they're
they're
paintball guns, but they look like real guns.
If you did, I'm sure the Olympic style would have, you know, high end stuff. It's not like the pump guns you buy at Walmart.
Here's a problem, though. Here's a problem. One of these countries is going to sneak real bullets into one of those guns. Take out a country during the Olympics.
Tragedy struck the Olympics today when during the paintball contest, Russia forgot to switch out their AK-47s for paintball guns. Damn it, Russia. Terrible. You bastards.
Big mistake.
Let's end with Randy's answer. He said a sport we should add to the Olympics is midget throwing. I don't think you can do that anymore. I don't think that's a thing. I don't think they would look kindly upon midget tossing in the Olympics. All right, we're going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter. Stick around.